A Phoenix police officer has been arrested. He's accused of shooting an unarmed man and his dog.
According to the probable cause statement, two officers responded. One of those officers says the other officer, Richard Christman, put his gun up against Rodriguez's head and told him he didn't need a warrant to be inside his house. He shot the family's dog for supposedly barking, and there was a scuffle at one point. Rodriguez was hit with pepper spray and tased. When Rodriguez tried to leave on his bicycle, there was another scuffle, and Officer Christman shot and killed Rodriguez. The victim was unarmed and supposedly 2 or 3 feet away from Christman at the time of the shooting.
Nogales Mayor Octavio Garcia Von Borsel and his father arrested late last month on bribery, fraud, theft, and money laundering charges after a five-month FBI investigation.
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly at the federal level will only open the door to irresponsibility by others. And that includes, for example, the recent efforts in Arizona, which threatened to undermine basic notions of fairness that we cherish as Americans, as well as the trust between police and their communities that is so crucial to keeping us safe. In fact, I've instructed members of my administration to closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation.
Yeah, we're outside the Phoenix Police Department, where you can see a protest slash vigil is taking place. The people here say they want justice for what they call a clear case of police brutality.
If I argue with the police, it's justified to kill me. It's justified to kill my daughter or my son if they argue.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
In America, the police are in our community not to promote our welfare or for our security and our safety, but they're there to contain us, to brutalize us and murder us. The police in our community couldn't possibly be there to protect our property because we own no property. They couldn't possibly be there to see that we receive the due process of law for the simple reason that the police themselves deny us the due process of law. And so it's very apparent that the police are only in our community, not for our security, but the security of the business owners in the community, and also to see that the status quo is kept intact.
One white man named Lincoln supposedly fought the Civil War to solve the race problem, and the problem is still here. Another white man named Lincoln, again the same white man, issued the Emancipation Proclamation to solve the race problem, and the problem is still here. Some more white liberals came along with the 13th, 14th, and 5th Amendments, which were supposed to solve the race problem, and the problem is still here. 9 years ago, 9 more white liberals, so-called, came up with what they call a Supreme Court desegregation decision, and the problem is still here. And then another white man named Kennedy came along running for president and told Negroes what all he was going to do for them if they voted for him, and they voted for him 80%. He's been in office now for 3 years, and the problem is still here. When police dogs were biting black women and black children and black babies in Birmingham, Alabama, that Kennedy talked about what he couldn't do because no federal law had been violated. And as soon as the Negroes exploded and began to protect themselves and got the best of the crackers in Birmingham, then Kennedy sent for the troops. And there was he didn't have any new law. When he sent for the troops when the Negroes erupted, then he had at the time when whites were erupting. So we are within our rights and with justice, with justification, when we express doubt concerning the ability of the white man to solve our problem, and also when we express doubt concerning his integrity, concerning his sincerity. Because you will have to confess that the problem has been around here for a long time, and whites have been saying the same thing about it for the past 100 years, and there's no nearer solution today than it was 100 years ago.